China.
What do I do, Lord?
Destroy the giant.
He needs some milk.
I did not leave her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing? Welcome to the fucking show. How is everyone doing? It is, well, what is it? It's 10:30. This is pretty late for me, I'm not gonna lie. This is pretty fucking late for me, guys. I'm here in the thick, dark jungles of Southeast Asia. Do you wanna listen? I don't know, there's like a fucking... There's a river or some shit out there. There's a load of cicadas, that's what they're called. And they're doing their little cicada. They're just fucking grasshoppers that are louder. They got a strange, it is strange though, because in the middle of the day, right, when they're all going, these fucking cicada, grasshopper, crickets, locusts, whatever the fuck they are, it sounds like almost an electronic sound. It's like a fucking, it's almost like a high-pitched buzzsaw or something. It's like tzzz. And it goes along with the heat, and it's fucking mad. It creates a whole vibe, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm here, you know, in Ubud, and I'm just having a vibe. I'm having a vibe. I'm having a fucking vibe, man. Anyway, I don't know, is it Monday or some shit? I don't really follow the days here, you know what I mean? I'm in Asia, so I'm not that, like, following the days of the week is a very European, American, kind of Western Central kind of thing to do, and my kind of gist right now is I don't really believe in the days of the week per se, or time. I'm not really into time right now, even though I know it is 22:36, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the fucking show. How are we doing? How are we doing? Ah, there's still a zest in the air. There's a fragrance of jasmine. Someone's burning some sort of candles, and I'm surrounded by temples. It's absolutely fantastic. And guess what? It's a lunar eclipse tonight. A black eclipse, they call it. I don't know what a lunar eclipse is. Whatever, anyway, there's no moon. It's a moonless night, ladies and gentlemen. It's the first one since 2017, and I've been keeping up on the conspiracy theories. You know what I mean? What's the point in even... Yeah, it's a total eclipse tonight. So, I can't see nothing. Because the sun will be blocking the moon. No, the moon will be blocking the sun. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know how it works. But what I do know is... It's fucking black out there. I'm staring into the forest and it's inky black. A real deep fucking menacing black, you know what I mean? Anyway, the conspiracy theories are that this is the end of times. That the rapture is coming and this is a sign. And then I was on Sky News and then these fucking... I hate these geeks. I hate these fucking journalist geeks. And they're going, well, actually, it's all conspiracy theory bullshit. It's, yeah, we fucking know. People are just trying to have a fucking crack. Do you know people... Alright, there's lunatics that believe in these outrageous conspiracy theories. And a lot of them are based on an inkling of truth, if you will. A sniff of truth. Nothing comes out of... Nothing, if you know what I mean. There's no smoke without fire. Nothing comes out of nothing besides existence, apparently. But what these conspiracy theories are that go online and are like back and forth and in chat rooms and people listen to Alex Jones and InfoWars, that's crack. That's what these fucking journalists don't get. They're like, it's dangerous. It's like, no, it's fucking banter, you boring cunt. Do you know how life is fucking a long, painful mind fuck, and you know it sometimes makes it a bit more fun, a mad story that you don't really buy into but you just fucking spread for the crack. And then these fucking Sky News journalists that are like, this is dangerous, scientists find it dangerous that people are predicting the rapture. Will you let people have fucking Jesus or Muhammad or Krishna or whatever? Leave them have something, for the love of God, you fucking absolute big city atheist nerds. You really do my shit in these days, you know what I'm saying? But But I believe there's something going on with this. I mean, what could it possibly be? Every 7 years, we get a total dark eclipse. I mean, is that just random? As random as me talking to you right now? Or is there something else going on? Because I'm staring out into this dark, dark jungle, and it is absolutely, you can see that it's theming with life, but it's everything, it's a collective, I swear to God. I'm surrounded by these bushes, and they're imposing. It looks like they get closer and closer as I stare into them, you know what I mean? And there's definitely a collective consciousness about them. Because I know if I fell into those bushes and didn't move, I'd be devoured. What they do here is they do offerings every single morning. They burn incense and they put flowers and rice and biscuits out on the floor as an offering to the gods to protect them and to thank them for life, you know? And then the offerings get consumed by ants and nature and just the elements. And in a way, that is God. Because I think God is in the... I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about this dualism or dharma, but this is what I feel on my little ignorant mind under a moonless night right here staring at the jungle, that is the life force or the God. It's everything consuming everything in a circular motion perpetually forever. How about fucking that? Where's my air horn? Fuck yeah, I'm a monk. I knew I was monastic, the monastic spastic. Holy shit, I think I just came up with a t-shirt idea for myself, the monastic spastic. I'm a monk who drools. Anyway, I went boxing today and I was sparring this French guy. We're just doing body shots, but what happens when you get two dogs caged, right? You know what I mean? You just get set off and you start slapping the show of each other, and by God, did I smile. It felt good. It felt alive. With a hint of blood in my mouth and a sniff of fucking sweat, I was like, oh, it set me off alright. Like a rabid animal. I'm like those fucking simian little bastards, macaws that just sit in my balcony, you know what I mean? Just a bloody animal, I'll tell you. An animal sitting here at the edge of the jungle, the darkest jungle he's ever seen, by God. Under a moonless eclipse night. You're telling me this is all a coincidence? I don't think so. Anyway, folks, I gotta stare into the abyss a little bit longer, stare into the void, into the nothingness, and you know what they say. That shit stares right back into you. I gotta love you and leave you. Watch over the rapture. The end of times. Usually that just means change, doesn't it? It's just a metamorphosis. The gestation period. We'll all become butterflies. Or real men. Or real ladies. Or real whatever the fuck you want. The monastic spastic. Signing off.